but there did not seem to be anyone who could offer to do this, unless it was Mrs. Falconer. The church was small, and the ladies' aid smaller. There were only 12 members in it. 4 of these were unmarried ladies who boarded, and so were helpless in the matter. Of the remaining 8, 7 had large families, or sick husbands, or something else that prevented them from offering Camilla Clark an asylum. Their excuses were all valid. They were good, sincere women, who would have taken her in if they could, but they could not see their way clear to do so. However, it was probable they would eventually manage it in some way if Mrs. Falconer did not rise to the occasion. Nobody liked to ask Mrs. Falconer outright to take Camilla Clark in, yet everyone thought she might offer. She was comfortably off, and though her house was small, there was nobody to live in it except herself and her husband. But Mrs. Falconer sat silent through all the discussion of the ladies' aid and never opened her lips on the subject of Camilla Clark, despite the numerous hints which she received.